Dr. Sung, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So last year, international students weren't part of the federal government's $130 billion stimulus package. The Prime Minister said those who can't support themselves should return home. How does this affect Australia's standing as an ideal country for overseas study?
Well, as we know, the international education is a very competitive industry. And, you know, this statement that the Prime Minister has made has actually made international students felt left on their own, boxed in by circumstances that's beyond their control. So it does show that, you know, there's a lot that we have to do now to rectify this, to make sure that, you know, international students do not feel neglected, because In terms of competition, we have countries like Canada, like UK, New Zealand, US. They're all, you know, trying to attract more international students into their sector, and each country is also trying to protect their own international education sector. So we have to come to the understanding that, you know, the demand may change over time if Australian international education doesn't do better than what they have done so far.
Yeah.
So in response to that, I think that was so much more that we need to look at in terms of perhaps mapping a roadmap, you know, what's going to happen now. I know COVID-19 is still happening, but there are still students who are stranded, hoping to finish off their degree with our university. So we need to think about that. We need to also think about, you know, providing more continuous support, because our international students have already been left aside when there was this $130 billion of stimulus package that they were not part of it. So what's going to happen is, you know, the communities, like our state governments and our university sectors will have to step up to continue with that support that they have been giving, which is a great thing, because they have been filling in the gaps that the federal government has not been providing.
Yeah.
When
it comes to these issues, obviously there's issues that have propped up from the pandemic, but there are some issues that the Australian international students have been experiencing before the pandemic that have been exacerbated by it. How can we make sure that those pre-pandemic challenges aren't ignored? And particularly, how do we deal with those regarding mental health, which are most likely to have escalated over the course of the pandemic?
I think the fact that we have more and more communities that have been supporting our international students, you know, it was a very, very much organic in a way, because they knew that our international students were not being supported, and then they were left in the lurch. A lot of times, people think that our international students come from wealthy families, but this is just a picture that's been, you know, painted in the wrong way, because a lot of them, they do need to get part-time jobs to be able to sustain their life here. And if we see them as very much part of our community, very much part integral of our social cultural fabric, which would definitely be a step forward in understanding our international students and what they can not just bring to us, but also what we can contribute back to support them.
Yeah, so there's an online petition to Parliament right now appealing for re-entry to resume on-campus learning, as well as several universities reopening on in-person classes. The petition mentions higher tuition fees, online learning at odd hours due to the changes in time zones, and lack of assurance in expectations for education futures. Does this expose any inequity regarding lack of support for international students?
Yes, there is, I'm afraid. It all depends on how the universities are doing their job to support student learning. It's not just international students, because of COVID, a lot of things have happened in a very sudden manner, where I think university sectors are not fully prepared to turn everything online learning. So they are learning along the way. So you're right in saying that there is inequity in the kind of provision of support especially for international students. Some are stranded here, some are stranded overseas. And rightly so, they should raise this problem that they are hoping that, you know, universities will start stepping up to at least communicate out what's going to happen next for this year. I think, you know, we need to communicate that out to international students that, hey, we know your anxiety, we understand that, and listen to them, give them avenues where they know that their views will be listened to, and maybe ask them to suggest what they would like, because I know there were some in US, there are universities that have set up the China Learning Centers and collaborating with the top US universities and setting that centers up in China. So students who are offshore can still continue learning in that those centers. That could be one possibility, but also there's this part about us doing our part to reach out and communicate out to those international students, knowing that one survey that was done by IDP Connect, which is the International Development Program, they did this survey with about more than 5,000 international students in October last year. And they found out that more than half, which is more than 50%, has actually thought of reconsidering switching to another destination if they are not able to start on campus, you know?
Yeah.
And then 44% of them actually said, okay, they were willing to study online, but only for first 3 months before transmitting to face-to-face teaching. So in other words, they very much want to be back on deck with us, coming back to Australia to do their studies.
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's a big issue, and thank you for your time for coming on and speaking with us about it, Dr. Sung.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for that. I hope I have really given you some information that you needed.
No worries. It has been a pleasure speaking with you and very informative.